The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
There's somebody here tonight. You have been plagued with the spirit of depression. I want you to know tonight that cloud of depression is lifted out of your life in the name of Jesus. I said that cloud of depression is lifted out of your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, God is going to speak to somebody in the name of Jesus. Once again, welcome to day 8 of this special program. God has been doing wonderful things in our midst. Yesterday was awesome. How many of you were blessed yesterday? Glory be to God. I want to appreciate Mama for that awesome teaching yesterday. I want you to know that such teachings are not for the book. It's a very practical one. It's something that you have to run with. You have to run with it so that you can reap the fruit thereof. I pray that the grace to be a doer of the word, the Lord will release unto each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. The making and the writing of many books has no end, but it is the doer that will be profited by it. I pray for you tonight that the grace to be a doer of these words that we've been hearing since the beginning of this program, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Join me as I appreciate our Father in the Lord, our senior pastor, for this great and awesome opportunity that he has given to me. If you are clapping your hands, please do it very well to stand before this honorable people of God tonight. Sir, I want to appreciate you, and I pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. Mama, I appreciate you from the depth of my heart. The Lord will bless you, Ma, in the name of Jesus. And every one of us, we are all appreciated fully. The Lord will bless you all in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the topic before us is showers of blessing via the help of the Holy Spirit. The showers of blessings via the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help me tonight to bring to you more knowledge and revelation concerning Him in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not a genie. It's not a genie. Hallelujah. Like Brother Heffy we say, it's not a genie. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Is the Spirit of the living God. It's not even the Spirit of a dead God. It's the Spirit of the living God. Praise the Lord. And you know, God always releases His blessings unto His children via the operation of the Holy Spirit. And we must understand as children of God that without the baptism and the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our life, we cannot enjoy the fullness of the privileges that is embedded in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is why I want you to know one of the surest ways to access help from God is through the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Any child of God without the baptism of the Holy Spirit cannot enjoy the fullness of his or her privileges in God. But the good news is that right from the beginning, the Lord has promised to release His Spirit upon us. He has promised that His Spirit cannot be scarce. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Joel. The book of Joel chapter 2 verse 28. The book of Joel chapter 2 verse 28. It says, "And it shall come to pass that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see what? Visions." It says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards." Afterwards what? Afterwards what? That is what we need to look at. After the days of Pentecost, I will release my Spirit. Before Pentecost, there is a measure of the Holy Spirit. But at Pentecost, the fullness of the Holy Spirit was released unto everyone that desire to have the Spirit of God. And that is the thing with the Spirit we'll be talking about tonight. We are not talking about, like I said, genie or something that is fake. We are talking about the Spirit of God. And I want you to know this, that the Holy Spirit is so important that even our Lord Jesus Christ did not start His earthly ministry until He was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible talked about that. That Jesus Christ was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that Jesus has the power to do all things. But yet he was baptized, and the Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened upon him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. The Lord releases the fullness of his Spirit. The Spirit of God is the operative power of God, and God releases it fully upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why you and I must understand the person of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the reason for the operation of the gift of the Spirit. You cannot have the gift of the Spirit operating in your life if you don't have the Holy Spirit. And let me shock you, you cannot excel as a believer if you don't have the gift of the Spirit operating through you. One of such gifts is love. You cannot, unless you have the Spirit of God in you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God is the reason we have signs and wonders, miracles and wonders, and so many things. It is because of the Spirit of God. Quickly, I'll be talking about facts about the Holy Spirit. Facts. Facts are not fallacies. Facts are established truths. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Facts are what? Established truth. Facts are not hypotheses. Praise the Lord. They are not propositions. They are not suggestions. They are truths that has been what? Established and proven. Praise the Lord. So what are the facts that we need to know quickly among many others? I'll just be talking about few because of our time tonight. Number one is that the Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity. Trinity is the Godhead. The word Trinity means tri-unity, tri-oneness, three in one. And the Holy Spirit is the third person in what? In Trinity. The Bible says something in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of what? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says something there. Can we turn our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 1? The Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Who was God referring to here? He was referring to himself, God the Son, the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible also says something there. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the water. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is the third person in what? In Trinity. The Holy Spirit is just not just a spirit. It's the Spirit of the living God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So each and every one of us must have this understanding that the Holy Spirit is not just a spirit, but the Spirit of the living God. And the lack of understanding of who the Holy Spirit is what makes us not to understand the Holy Spirit. Because we don't understand who he is, we cannot understand his operations. And because we cannot understand his operation, we cannot assess the blessings that are embedded in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, chapter 13, verse 14, we always say it. Say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. The communion of the Holy Ghost. The communion of the Holy Ghost. That is the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Be with you. In other words, the Spirit of the living God must be with you for you to enjoy the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. To enjoy the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, there must be a relationship between you and the Holy Spirit. We'll be getting to that as we proceed. Hallelujah. Number two, what is the second fact about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the creative power of God. The creative power of God is in the Holy Ghost. Is in the Holy Spirit. The creative power of God. This means the Holy Spirit is the channel through which God's creative power moves and works. It is the channel through which God's creative power moves and works. And I want us to understand that by the Spirit of God, the Bible says the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the earth. And when God speaks, let there be. The word is released, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is released. And the Holy Spirit carries it and see to it that it is accomplished. So the creative force of God is in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The book of Psalm 104, verse 30 says something. Say, thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. And what? They are created. By the release of the Spirit of God, creation comes into effect. I speak to somebody tonight. Everything that is of no form, that is void and formless in your life, by the release and the power of the Holy Ghost, they shall be created in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. When there is voidness, means emptiness. Maybe you don't understand it. Voidness means what? Emptiness. It means no value. Useless. Nothing to desire. Nothing to look up to. Nothing to think of. Nothing to say about something. But when the power of the Holy Ghost is released, that same thing is turned around to become what? Something of what? Of value. Something of great importance. When the Lord took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bone, and he made Ezekiel to see those bones, naturally, Ezekiel knows that, look, it's only God that can do it. So when God asked him, he said, God, it's only you that knows. Me, I know Sabi, this one, it don't pass me. Very smart prophet of God. And God said, speak. And when he spoke, something began to happen. The Bible said the bones started coming together. There was a wind that comes in and packaged them together. That is the move of the Spirit of God. And they became a mighty army. Brethren, I want you to know that the work of the Holy Spirit is to create. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some things don't seem real. If you want to walk by faith, you don't walk only by things that are real. In fact, the faith walk is to walk as if the thing is real, even when it is not real. Praise the Lord. And that is when the force of the creative power of the Holy Spirit can come to effect. So to access showers of blessings, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Number three, what's the fact about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us to know the deep things of God. The deep things of God cannot be known to a carnal mind. To a mind that is devoid of the Holy Spirit is not possible. Because the things of the Spirit can only be discerned by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand the deep things of God. And without us assessing the deep things of God, we cannot assess the treasures that are embedded in God. In other words, you cannot assess the showers of blessings. Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I read from verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, none of the princes of this world that come to naught. Praise the Lord. But we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Please take note of those words. Unto our glory. Verse 8. Which one of the princes of this world knew? Because they lack the Spirit of God, they cannot know. For For had they know it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because they don't have the Spirit of God in them, they cannot discern the things of God. The agenda of God was darkened unto them. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, that things which God has prepared for them that love him. Let's continue to verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his what? By his what? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Brethren, there is a level that you get to that you start understanding some deep things about God. This God is so mighty. We are just understanding a very little of him. This afternoon, somebody was talking to me, and the person said something. He said, something happened, and he said, Papa said something, and he went and he confirmed it. Then somebody said something, and Papa said, that is not true. This is what is the truth. So he went and confirmed it. And when he confirmed it, he said, he asked himself, how did this man know? He said, this thing has been occurring. This man will just know certain things. Oh, how is it happening? Then I looked at him, then I smiled. I said, those are the deep things of God. Then I just told him, I said, the Holy Spirit. Simple. The Holy Spirit. Those are the deep things of God. You know, there are some revelations that will just pop up because the Holy Spirit is bringing them out. And let me tell you this, the treasures of this head are not on the surface. No treasure can be gotten on the surface. Treasures are always hidden in the deep of the deep. One of the most richest places in the world is in the depth of the ocean. Praise the Lord. To access crude oil, you have to drill and drill and drill. To access gold, you have to dig and dig and dig. Nothing precious is on the surface. Praise the Lord. So in other words, if you need to access the showers of blessings, you need the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that will reveal it. He's the one that will tell you, do this, so that your rain will begin to fall. Rain don't just fall. There are a lot of things time will not permit me to start telling us, so many things that happens that comes together for rain to fall. It's not just the cloud that you see. The pressure is there. The wind is there. There are so many things. It is the Holy Spirit that helps you to know what to do so that you can assess this. Let me shock you. To make a baby is not just sleeping with a woman. There are more than thousands of things that takes place. My baby just want to come. Plenty things. Plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty process that happens. So it takes the Spirit of God. And you know, there are certain things that man cannot understand. Man cannot just understand it. No matter how intelligent that man is, it cannot understand. Do you know, one of the brainiest person that ever lived, Albert Einstein, I was just reading recently something, and he said, they were saying the galaxy is just one galaxy as at that time, and it was one of the brainiest people that ever. Now the scientists have come to find that there are billions of galaxies. Plenty. And as at that time, he's one of the brainiest. That's to tell you, the knowledge of man is infinite. It's so small. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit to reveal the things that are deep things of God. And it is the access of these deep things of God that releases the treasures of God. When you access the deep things of God, you access the treasures that are embedded in God. Praise the Lord. Number four. The Holy Spirit is a person. I'd like to dwell a little bit about on this. It's a person. It's a person like you and me. It's a person. He's real. The Holy Spirit is real, very real, so real. Hence, he has emotions. He has emotion. He can love. You can irritate him. You can despise him. You can quench his love. Hallelujah. You can quench the love of the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 talks about that. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. You can't stop the Spirit from working, the Holy Spirit from working in your life. He has emotion. He's a person. And because he has emotion, you can grieve him. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, the Bible talks about that. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That is, if you grieve him, the seal that have sealed you, you lose it. Praise the Lord. How can you grieve somebody that doesn't have emotion? Somebody who is not real. Can I grieve this fan? I can't grieve the fan. Even if I kick the fan off, the thing is not going to make any sound. If I sit on this speaker now, he's not going to complain that I'm sitting on him. But let me come and sit on Dami's head. Dami will tell me, sir, hey Joe. Because he has emotion, he can feel. Oh, this can feel. The Holy Spirit can feel you. And that is why we need to be careful. We need to understand that the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit has the ability to love. The Holy Spirit is the all wise. And let me shock you, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. The devil is not everywhere. He moves to and fro. To and fro. He's always jumping from one place to the other. But the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Psalm 139. Psalm 139 from verse 7. Psalm 139. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. You know what? The Spirit of God is everywhere. Everywhere. So you can't hide from him. He's real. He's omnipresent. He's omniwise. He's omnipowerful. And he can love. You can fall in love with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can fall in love with you. And blessed is the man whom the Holy Spirit loves. Because that man is going to enjoy. Praise the Lord. Number five, quickly. He is the greatest teacher. He is the greatest teacher. He guides and directs our path. He guides and directs our path. John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. He guides our path. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit will guide. He will lead. The Holy Spirit lead those that are of God. The Bible says that many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? They are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. As many. So the Holy Spirit is the one that leads. He leads. And let me tell you, you need guidance in life for you to succeed in life. Because so many ways will be appealing. So many ways will be appealing. I remember while seeking admission, I had the opportunity of doing three. And I was confused which one to choose. So I went to God and said, God, which one do you want me? And somebody filled my form for me and put another one. But when the thing would come out, it was the one that God wanted. Praise the Lord. If you don't know how to pray, how to walk with the Holy Spirit, you cannot access the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you cannot secure His help. His help comes as a result of His guidance. And in life, I tell you, you cannot, how can a man know his own way except by the Lord? Only by the Lord. It's only God that can guide us. Praise the Lord. You can only get wisdom and knowledge by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11. You can only get wisdom by the Spirit of the living God. You can only get wisdom by the Spirit of the living God. Wisdom does not come by the knowledge of man, but wisdom comes by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when the tabernacle was to be made, the Bible recorded it that God released a measure of His Spirit upon certain people. And they began to create things. So the release of the Spirit of God unto us is what gives us the creative power. Praise the Lord. For to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the words of knowledge. By the same Spirit, it is the Spirit of God that gives wisdom. It is the Spirit of God that gives faith, that gives healing. It is the Spirit of God Brethren, I want you to know that the ability of man to create and to do wonders is as a result of the level of the Holy Spirit within him. He's the greatest teacher. Maybe you are confused in life. You don't know what to do. Ask the greatest teacher. He's going to teach you what to do. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to guide you. As we progress in this year 2018, I want us to take a decision within ourselves to walk with the Holy Spirit so that he can guide our path. He can direct our path. He can lead our path aright. I remember some years back, I had many years ago, I was still a very young Christian. You know, as baby Christian, you take everything in hook, line, sinker. You don't try to juxtapose and think. It's when you think you have some little knowledge that you start reasoning some foolish reasoning. I had a message of our father-in-law, Pastor E. Adeboye, and was talking that, well, he was a lecturer in the university. Sometimes when he's going home and there's hold up, he will ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, which road should I take? And the Holy Spirit will tell him, don't follow Abbot Macaulay, follow Makoko, or follow this one, or follow that one, and he will follow. And he will get home before people that have proceeded ahead of him. So one day I found myself in such a situation, in Lagos also. Then I asked myself, how did the Holy Spirit know Lagos? He's not in Nigeria. You know, little boy with some funny mentality. Then one day I was driving and got stuck in the hold up. If you know my 12 hold up. Very bad one. And I said, the thing just came to me that this man said, Holy Spirit is to guide him. And I said, Holy Spirit, direct me where to go. Sincerely, for the first time in my life, I had him clear. Turn this way, I turned. I was following through some route I've never followed before, and I busted out at another place, and I was like, wow. And I got home before people that have left ahead of me, just like the way he said it. And since that day, whenever I find myself in such a situation, I pray, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Should we go this way or we go this way? Recently, myself and my wife, we had to take a trip somewhere with some things down. And as at this time of that day, we've not made up our mind. We're still dilly-dallying. In fact, the driver disappointed. Everything was working against that particular trip. Then I went inside. My wife was a little bit tense. I was also tense because those things are live animals and we are stressing them already and I don't know what to do. I just said, God, what do you want us to do? If you want us to cancel this trip, let me know. If you want us to go on this trip, let me know. I was praying. Holy Spirit was not speaking. I was asking. Nothing was coming. Then I asked, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? I didn't know what to do. Then he just said, I will guide you. I heard it. I will guide you. And I came out, I was smiling. My wife didn't know what was going on. I said, go and wait for the driver. He's coming now. And he left. Then I went back and I was praying. I heard, I will guide you. Then I said, okay, if you will guide me, how will you guide me? And a thought just dropped. He said, send a text to Papa. If he says go, go. If he says don't go, don't go. So I put my phone, Papa, I sent text. Sir, we are still waiting for the... Because he has actually sent a text to me earlier asking me, have we moved? So I sent back, I said, we have not moved. But the driver has not come. We didn't even know if the driver is going to come. I said, the driver is on his way. We will soon move. Then he texts back, go, the Lord be with you. I said, that is it. That is it. Simple. So when my wife came, he said, Shashimala, at-in-law. I'm telling you, it was a successful trip. I've not done that kind of trip in many years. Successful. Very simple. The Holy Spirit will guide. Praise the Lord. My time is far spent. Quickly, how to secure the help of the Spirit of God for showers of blessing. I will just rush through this. Number one is desire the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Long for the Holy Spirit. Long for Him. Desire to be in fellowship with Him every day of your life. Do not live a day without the Holy Spirit. The psalmist says in Psalm 42 verse 1, says, as the hart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul after thee, O Lord. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come come and appear before my God. My tears have been my meat day and night, while I continually say unto me, where is my God? God spirit is God. Seek after him. He desire to have fellowship with us. If you can trust in him to help you, he's ready to help. But you must have the desire. The difference between the people that get things done and people that wish. People wish, but they don't have desire. There's a difference between wishing and having desire. Desire is stronger than wish. It's far, far stronger. Until you desire him, you cannot have him. Number two is live a holy life. Live a holy life. The Holy Spirit is a holy person. He hates sin. He hates sin. So you must live a holy life if you want to enjoy the best of the Holy Spirit. Present yourself holy unto him. Say, be he transformed by the... Say, present your body. In Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Say, we should present our body as a living sacrifice unto God. Present yourself holy unto him, because it's a Holy Spirit. It's not a dirty spirit. The Spirit of God does not dwell with dirtiness or iniquity. No, he cannot behold iniquity. He cannot associate with you if you are unclean. So you must separate yourself from uncleanliness. Number three, live a quality worship life. Have a quality worship life. The Holy Spirit enjoys worship. The Holy Spirit enjoys worship. The Spirit of God moves on the faces of the praises of God's people. He enjoys worship. He enjoys music. He loves those that can worship God. So you must have a quality worship life. Number four is be filled with the word of God. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. I will not talk much about that because Mama has already dealt with that. So please, the word of God is important. And number five is constant fellowship with him in prayers. Constant fellowship with him in prayers. We cannot pray the prayers that we needed. We needed the help of this Holy Spirit. He's the one who maketh intercession on our behalf with groanings that cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 and 27. He made an intercession on our behalf with groanings, because we know it not what we should pray about. So we must constantly be in fellowship with him in prayers. Constantly, so that we can enjoy the fullness of him. And as we do this, I pray that the Lord Almighty will guide us and direct our path in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, the Holy Spirit is so real. I've enjoyed so much of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have been to an exam hall before and you don't know what to write, and you said, Holy Spirit, help me. And it's as if they just opened a screen in front of you, giving you the answer. As in, they are just inputting the thing into your brain and you are just downloading. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have met yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do again, and the Holy Spirit tell you, this is what to do, walk this way, and you go that way and you discover that you just meet your blessings. You see, blessing is not all about money. The mentality of many of us is about money. Blessings is more than money. When you pass your exams very well and you are coming out with a good grade, it's a blessing. When you live in good health, one of the best blessings you can have is good health. Health is wealth. The Holy Spirit can secure your health perfectly because he is the healer. He is the healer. Praise the Lord. And that is why we need to understand him fully. Understand the Holy Spirit fully. I pray that the understanding of the Holy Spirit tonight will bring us to the place of knowing him fully in the name of Jesus. And peradventure you are here tonight, you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. As we pray, just pray along. I tell you, there's going to be a release of the Holy Spirit upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit does not lie. When he says he will do something, he will do it. That's the truth. It's the Spirit of the living God.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.